Hey there, fellow travelers. What you're about to listen to is the audio from our latest video, in which we reacted to last week's big Latron Prime news from Amazon. In order to get the full effect, you should probably head on over to YouTube and watch this. However, if you'd prefer just the audio, I've provided it here in its entirety. Thanks for watching and/or listening, and enjoy! All right, what's up, everybody? John and Greta here from the Tolkien Road. So we're doing a little reaction to the latest news from Latron Prime. This was a couple of days ago. This came out. We were actually traveling that day that it came out, but saw it and we're pretty excited. And so now we want to do our reaction to it and talk about it and what this might mean. So first, let's start with what we're talking about here. So on Monday, let's see, which was the 2nd of August, the Latron Prime Twitter feed released an image and a short piece of text. And that image was, we'll talk about here in just a second, but the text was, on September 2nd, 2022, a new journey begins. So that's what we're going to be talking about. What does this all mean? So the assumption is that September 2nd of 2022 is the release date for the first episode of Latron Prime.
That's so, also the anniversary of Tolkien's death.
That is indeed the anniversary, the 49th anniversary of Tolkien's death. So I was looking up, I was like, is there a proper name for the death anniversary? Because it's like anniversary, you know, it's like, why would you celebrate a death anniversary, right? But I don't know, like,
yeah. So we do for the saints.
That's true.
A lot of their feast days are their death days.
Yeah. Well, and it's appropriate, you know, yes, on a religious level, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially in Tolkien's case. But yeah, so this is the date that, you know, we're going to be, so a little further out than maybe, you know, some of us are hoping, some of us are thinking. I think a lot of us who've been waiting, you know, for several years for this now, you know, want it as soon as possible, but if they need that time to make it awesome, then as awesome as it can be, then I'm all for it. So yeah, no one will be complaining if we watch that first episode on September 2nd. We're like, yes, right? This is what it should be, right?
Yeah, for sure.
This honors Tolkien, right? And what he would have wanted. So that's what we're hoping out of all this.
They could also surprise us.
Yeah.
There's always that chance that it's done sooner.
Well, we're going to see, I mean, absolutely, we're going to see some trailers for this thing. Yeah. We're going to see footage for this thing before that. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of buildup and this gives it plenty of time, but yeah, it is the 49th anniversary of Tolkien's death. And I have to assume that that's not a coincidence that they chose that date deliberately. So maybe they, you know, at least they're not waiting until his birthday, which is, you know, in 2023, although, which, I mean, it would have been January 2023 if that had done that, because I assume they couldn't have gotten it on January 2022. Hey there, fellow travelers. If you've made it this far on your journey down the Tolkien Road, you take Tolkien and Middle-earth as seriously as we do. That being the case, we want to invite you to join the Tolkien Road community over on Patreon. You've certainly heard us give shout-outs to our patrons before, but that's not the only benefit our patrons receive. Other benefits include patron-only episodes, annual gifts, personalized video greetings from John and Greta, early access to new episodes, free copies of my books Tolkien's Requiem and Tolkien's Overture, and more. Oh yeah, and just in case you find ads like this a bit annoying, Tolkien Road episodes are ad-free on Patreon. That's right. Not only do you get the latest episodes of the Tolkien Road early on Patreon, but you get them commercial-free as well. Most importantly, your monetary support makes it possible for the Tolkien Road to keep on evering on. The truth is, it takes time and money to create this podcast, and every dollar helps us on our quest to make the Tolkien Road something Tolkien himself would be proud of. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to patreon.com/Tolkien Road for more info. Once again, that's patreon.com/Tolkien Road. Now, back to the show. So pretty straightforward. It seems to be a pretty straightforward message. The new journey begins. So it's interesting they say journey, because I don't really think of this story as a journey.
Right.
Right.
Neither do I.
But they may just be going with that because that's kind of what we think of when we think of you know, Lord, we think of Tolkien, we think in his stories, we think of journeys. So,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe there will be a character though, that's on a journey, in the first season or something like that. But, so anyway, I think the thing that has people talking most is this image that they shared with it. So I'm going to go ahead and share this image on my screen here. So there it is in all of its glory. Oh, there it is in all of its glory. Now you can see it. All right. And so, wow. I saw this image and I saw it on my phone at first.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So I see this image and my first thought, of course, is that we are seeing Numenor, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first Makes image sense. From the show. We're seeing Numenor. This mm-hmm. looks like it could be a Numenorean city. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went with that. But wait, what's that there in the background?
It's so much clearer in the big picture because you showed it to me on your phone and you were like, hey, what stands out at you about this picture?
Yeah.
And I'm like, trying to zoom in and like search around. And anyway, it's much, much clearer full size.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. So, it's much easier to see what's mm-hmm. got people really talking here. You see right to the right of this city, you have what appear to be two trees, right? A darker tree with at least darker on its, you know, on its body. And then a very bright tree, right? Mm-hmm. And they're both very bright in terms of the top parts of the trees. So, of course, everybody thinks that this is the two trees of Valinor.
Mm-hmm. Which, what else could it be?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I kind of have talked about this a little bit. Can it be anything other than the two trees of Valinor? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. We know that there were other trees in the mythology of Middle-earth. So, could it be, you know, something else? There was only one tree in Numenor, right? So, and it grew within the capital city of Armenalos, right? This was Nimloth the Fair. So we don't see this tree. These trees are obviously not within this city that we see right here, right? And there's two of them, right? There was only one Nimloth. Okay. So
there were never two trees in Valinor?
No. I'm sorry. I have a typo on my notes here. There were never two trees in Numenor, right? So yeah, I'm trying to eliminate other possibilities is what we're trying to do. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
And so Nimloth grew within the capital city of Armenalos in Numenor.
In Numenor. Yep.
So this is apparently not Numenor. Okay.
Right.
And it's not Galathelion. And Galathelion was the tree that was a mirror image of, I believe, of Telperion, which was, or was an image of Telperion, which grew within the city of Tirion. Okay. And it's not Celeborn of Tol Eressëa either, right? Because, and again, the biggest thing is we've got two trees here. You can clearly see two trees here in the background. Mm-hmm. So there really only seems to be one logical choice with all this. This is the two trees of Valinor. So what does that mean if these are the two trees of Valinor? If those are the two trees of Valinor, then what city is this?
Not Numenor.
Well, it's definitely not Numenor. It's not Armenalos within Numenor. Okay. And it's nothing, you know, this has to be in the Blessed Realm, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't see the two trees anywhere but the Blessed Realm.
It's also beautiful enough to be the Blessed Realm, I think.
True. Right. But I mean, beautiful. To be fair, like lots of other places are very beautiful.
And it doesn't really look to me like an island. I mean, there's clearly like water.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there's the city in Numenor and of Armenalos is in the middle of Numenor, and Numenor is a big island. So you wouldn't necessarily see like the edges of the island
unless
from Armenalos
from above.
But you know, I think at this point, it's pretty safe to assume these are the two trees of Valinor. So, mm-hmm. you know, could this be, so there's a couple of options in terms of what city this could be. Mm-hmm. If these are the two trees of Valinor, the first one we might consider is Valmar, and which is the capital of Valinor. But this seems unlikely because Valmar was located on the plain of Valinor per the first chapter of the Silmarillion, which is beyond the Pelori, right? The mountains, right? Mm-hmm. The wall of mountains that protects Valinor from the rest of the world. And this city is clearly nested upon the base of a mountain, right? It's not, this is not in a plain. This is nested upon the base of a mountain here.
Yep.
Sure. So that really leaves one option, which is Tirion, right? So Tirion upon Tuna, right? In the fifth chapter of the Silmarillion, right there, we find the following. To these, the Valar had given a land and a dwelling place. Even among the radiant flowers of the tree-lit gardens of Valinor, they longed still at times to see the stars. And therefore a gap was made in the great walls of the Pelori. And there, in a deep valley that ran down to the sea, the Eldar raised a high green hill. Tuna, it was called. From the west, the light of the trees fell upon it, and its shadow lay ever eastward. And to the east, it looked towards the Bay of Elvenhome, and the Lonely Isle, and the shadowy seas. Then, through the Kalakiria, the Pass of Light, the radiance of the Blessed Realm streamed forth, kindling the dark waves to silver and gold, and it touched the Lonely Isle, and its western shore grew green and fair. There bloomed the first flowers that ever were east of the mountains of Aman. Upon the crown of Tuna, the city of the elves was built, the white walls and terraces of Tirion. And the highest of the towers of that city was the Tower of Ingwe, Mindon Eldalieva, whose silver lamp shone far out into the mists of the sea. Few are the ships of mortal men that have seen its slender beam. In Tirion upon Tuna, the Vanyar and the Noldor dwelt long in fellowship. In sense of all things in Valinor, they loved most the white tree. Yavanna made for them a tree like to a lesser image of Telperion, save that it did not give light of its own being. Galithilion it was named in the Sindarin tongue. This tree was planted in the courts beneath the Mindon and there flourished, and its seedlings were many in Eldamar. Of these, one was afterwards planted in Tol Eressëa, and it prospered there and was named Celeborn. Thence came in the fullness of time, as is elsewhere told, Nimloth, the white tree of Numenor.
Hey there, fellow Tolkienites. Since you happen to be listening to this podcast, I thought you'd be excited to hear that my books Tolkien's Requiem and Tolkien's Overture are now available on Audible. Tolkien's Requiem is an exploration of the First Age story of Beren and Lúthien, as found in the Silmarillion. In Tolkien's Requiem, I explore how the story is rooted in Tolkien's own life, and the important role it plays in the Middle-earth legendarium. One reader called it a gift to the world, and another said, I wish I'd been able to read Tolkien's Requiem years ago. Tolkien's Overture explores Ainulindale, the music of the Ainur, which is the Middle-earth creation story. In Tolkien's Overture, I conduct a close reading of the text as found in the Silmarillion, and proceed to unpack the incredible role that music plays in the legends and lives of Middle-earth. One reader called it an excellent book, a critical and thoughtful deep dive into Ainulindale. Both books have been recently re-recorded in order to meet professional audiobook standards. Not only are both books available in audiobook format via Audible, but in signed paperback and Kindle as well. To learn more about Tolkien's Requiem, visit tolkiensrequiem.com. To learn more about Tolkien's Overture, visit tolkiensoverture.com. Or just go to tolkienroad.com/books to see them both at once. Seriously, though, I'm really proud of both of these books, and I know that you, like so many others, will enjoy them. So do yourself a favor and check them out. TolkienRoad.com/books. And now, back to the show.
So there you go. I think that description pretty well fits with Tirion upon Tuna, right? We have this, the tower that was described, right? We have the golden domed buildings, okay? You know, there's some, when you kind of zoom in, there's some really interesting things that are sort of Easter eggs within this image. So I want to recommend a Twitter feed over here. Let me see if I can pull up the guy I'm referring to. There is a Twitter user who I follow, who's an artist, and he is, his name, let me make sure I get the pronunciation right. I believe I'm pronouncing his name right when I say Mate Chadil. And Mate did something really cool where he, I'm going to see if I can share this screen here. Stop the share. New share. Let's do a new share. We are going to share. Here we go. So this is Mate Chadil, and Mate over here has done some enhancement work on this image. So he kind of, you know, changed
I think the brightness in the foreground did some contrast work. And I really like what he did here because it allows you to see some of the detail a little more clearly, right? You notice, Greta, you can see both pictures here. You can compare this one, the light from the trees is much brighter and almost kind of like washes out certain aspects of the detail. And because of the work Mate did here, you can see some of the detail better.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And not only did he do that, but then he zooms in and allows you to see some of the other details that we have here. So first of all, he shows the two trees in more detail, which, you know, those look cool. Mm-hmm. We see this figure who we'll talk about momentarily.
Okay.
We see a close up of the towers of kind of the main part of the city of Tirion. And I think right here, we're looking at the Galathelion, right? The image of Telperion, right? That was within the court of Tirion, right? Okay. That looks like it might be, at least it's a good candidate for it right there, right? We see some other images, you know, just he zooms in a lot on the various images of the city here. This is something you really can't see in the other photo unless you look really closely and know where to look. But right here, check it out, right? You've got little sailboats, right? Yep. And look like they're swan shaped, right?
Oh,
so these would be the, you know, the ships of the Telperi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there.
On the picture, the original picture, this is off to the left.
Is right. Yeah. This is like off to the left right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And we also see some more sailboats in the river further up here, right? Oh, towards the two trees. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, there might be some other Easter eggs I'm missing in here, but you know, so there's some interesting things in this picture for sure. And I think we can, if we spent more time with it, we could probably figure out a lot of other things as well. So that is, you know, that's kind of the detail that I want to go in here. So again, that's from Mate Chadil. Go follow him over on Twitter. Good artist, does a lot of good work. You know, so check out his Tolkien work especially. All right, so so what does this all mean? And you know what, before we get there, we need to talk about this person. All right, let's look at the person. I'm going to share my screen again so we can have a good look at this figure here in the image. All right, so who is this? So Greta, I know you've already looked at my notes, but
I didn't see this answer though. I will say my first thought was Elrond.
You think it's Elrond?
But now that I'm seeing it like bigger, it looks like it could be a woman.
Yeah, well, it can't be Elrond because Elrond wasn't around when the two trees existed.
Oh.
So if we're assuming that these are the two trees of Valinor, then this can't be Elrond.
It can't be Elrond. Maybe a predecessor of Elrond.
Maybe. Okay, yes, somebody would have to come now. I don't know necessarily an ancestor, but
well, it's clearly it's got to be an elf, right?
Yes, most likely. It could be a Valar or a Maiar.
I was gonna wonder, could it be a Valar?
In theory, yes, right? It could be a Valar or a Maiar. So we don't have a lot to go off of here, but I do think it's a woman. Am I still sharing? Let's see. Yeah, I am sharing.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't tell on the smaller image, but now that I'm seeing it bigger, it looks like.
And I'm not sure if we can zoom in. I probably can't zoom in on the image because it's in full screen mode, but I think when you zoom in that you can see that there's like a bun, like that they have, that this
just the shape figure has a bun, like, and the way they're standing, it seems very feminine.
And so I would agree with that. And then I would say that I'm pretty confident that we're meant to think that this is Galadriel.
I was thinking that
might be her. It just fits with the way she was presented in the Jackson films, right? Mm-hmm. And we know that she, like, one of the things about her was that she kind of, like, her hair, like, even ages later, reflected the light of the two, like, the glory of the two trees, because she used to love to bask in the light of the two trees, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we know she was an Noldor, right? So she would have been associated with the city of Tirion, right? Mm-hmm. And we know she lived during this period, so... it all seems, and the characterization just seems to fit with a, you know, perhaps a much younger version of Galadriel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can get on board with that.
I don't really see anything that confirms it for me, but I think it's the best guess at this point. So if you see any detail, if you know of any detail that would seem to confirm it, then, you know, let us know. But that's my best guess. I think I'm 99% confident that this city is Tyrion, and I am about 75% confident that this is Galadriel. Okay. So yeah, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean now? What does this all mean? Well, assuming we are correct about the image, there are really three possibilities. Theory number one is that Lord of the Rings on Prime will focus on the Silmarillion, that the Numenor and Second Age stuff has all been for diversion. All right. I mean,
trickery.
Pretty big. All right. So what's theory number two? Theory number two is we will see a lot of the Blessed Realm in this story by way of flashback, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of stage setting that goes on, and it's, you know, necessary stage setting. And so we need to see, like, you know, things that we would associate with the First Age or even earlier than the First Age, right? Depicted here in order to tell
a framework.
In order to tell the story of the Second Age well, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then theory number three is that Amazon has no idea what they are doing and the show will be a disaster. So
hopefully not that theory.
I think we can quickly reject theory number three. You know, I just don't think that they've put so much money into this. I just mm-hmm. don't think that's possible, right? I mean, anything's possible, but especially when you involve Hollywood and a lot of money. But I really don't. I think we're beyond the era of green frog elves, right? You know, the little green frog elves that were in
the animated Hobbit,
right? Yeah. We're beyond that time when filmmakers or people who are adapting this for the big, you know, for the screen, make those kind of errors in judgment, right?
Yeah.
So I just don't think that they're like mixing up the mythology here. You know, that's just too much of a stretch.
Yeah.
Theory number one, which is that the whole Second Age thing is a diversion and they really have been adapting the Silmarillion the whole time. I just think this is maybe possible. I mean, I don't think it would be beyond the range of things that people in Hollywood have tried before, but I just think that the diversion, like, I just think that would have been too much, like, for people to handle. I think people are really looking forward to the story of the mm-hmm. Second Age at this point, right?
I agree.
I think people want to see the Silmarillion eventually, but I think just the Second Age would be too, like, to say it's not the Second Age at this point would be too much for people.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even know what the point of that would be. I mean, why lead us on to believe it's one thing and then, oh, psych, it's this. Like, I don't know what they would stand to gain.
Yeah, I don't think they would gain a lot. I do think if they, you know, because originally when they first announced they were doing, even before they announced this was going to be the Second Age, the rumor was that we were going to be treated to like a story that took place in the time between, basically it's like a story of young Aragorn, right? That was the original rumor. Mm-hmm. And I could see if that was the thing they've been going with the whole time. And then they announced that it's the Silmarillion. I could see people being like, whoa, awesome diversion, you know, like, you know, cause not that people wouldn't want that story, the story of a young Aragorn, but it was kind of like, really? Like, mm-hmm. Can't we do some other like stuff that's not just about this particular period?
Yeah.
So I think we can pretty well reject theory number one, which means that theory number two is probably the truth of this. We will see a lot of the Blessed Realm in the story by way of flashback. Yeah, yeah, it definitely makes a lot of sense in my opinion.
Because you can't really tell the story of Numenor without knowing the backstory.
Exactly.
Everything that came before.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it fits and it's mm-hmm. kind of what we expected, right? We know Galadriel will be on the show and she narrated the prologue to Fellowship mm-hmm. as she had firsthand knowledge of its events. And she is a really great narrator, right? Mm-hmm. For all of these things. Mm-hmm. She's a figure of great gravity. She's been witness to the entire history, predating the First Age. She's been witness to the entire history of Middle Earth. Mm-hmm. And she would be able to give a firsthand account of the events preceding the Second Age. Right.
Yeah. And it's a good connection because she's familiar to all those, you know, she's familiar to everyone who's familiar with Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit.
Exactly.
She's in those, not The Hobbit.
Exactly. She ties it all in. Right. So she's a bridge for people who all they know is the Peter Jackson films. Right. Mm-hmm. She bridges over to all of the rest of the story of the Legendarium.
Right.
So she's a great, you know, she's one of the great figures in that way. Right. Yeah. And we should expect this background to be necessary for telling the Second Age, the story of the Second Age. Mm-hmm. Amongst other reasons, one of the chief turning points in the corruption of Numenor brings the worship of Melkor into the equation. And we need to know who Melkor is for that to make sense. We need to know why Melkor is such a dreaded figure, mm-hmm. In the entirety exactly. of the story.
We know where he came from, his origin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So, you know, this picture makes me pretty excited. Yeah. I think overall it's a very, it's a beautiful, mm-hmm. picture. It's a beautiful depiction mm-hmm. of these things. I just, you know, it's another reason I think for Tolkien fans to be excited about, what this show, is going to bring to us. So, yeah. You know, good first step. I can't wait to see more of what this is all going to look like.
Yeah. That's a good first taste.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So
yeah.
September 2nd, 2022, get ready people, a little over a year away, but I know that time is going to fly fast, especially once we start seeing trailers, teasers, all those sorts of things. We're going to have a lot to talk about over the next year.
For sure.
I'm pretty excited. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks everybody. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. And if you really dig this video, become a patron, right? Patreon.com/Tolkien Road. And that'll help us with making better and more videos, and as well as supporting the podcast. So yeah. We appreciate y'all watching, and yes, we will talk at you next time.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.